show, Miss Josie Pasadena.
Hey, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Josie Show. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We are excited to be with you here tonight for another great Josie Show episode here in our ninth year. So returning tonight is multi-award winning artist Ron Anthony. Yes, I can't wait to catch up with him. And JMA award winning artist Lisa Coppola. So it's going to be a great night. We have some songs from them that we're going to play. So let's get started because I do not want to waste any time. So everyone, please welcome to the show my first guest. Welcome back to the show, I should say. Ron Anthony. Woo! Hello.
Hey, 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 Josie. It's the Josie Show.
Hey.
I'm ready.
I love it. I've been looking forward to chatting with you again. How are you, my friend?
I am doing good. I'm doing great. And you changed my life at that award show. How about that?
You know what? That is the best. I love that. Well, you know what? It's always amazing being able to, you know, meet you and see you. You are just always so much fun. You always bring the party. I'm just saying. So we're so excited to have you here. Yes. So I wanted to talk a little bit, you know, for those that missed our last interview, we had so much fun. We are alike in many ways, as you do many things, including, you know, making great music. So can you tell everyone a little bit about the different avenues that you work in? Because you do everything. You do.
Oh, I am a host with real issues. I talk about it to encourage people, whatever mm-hmm. issue it is, let's just talk about it and get through it. Mm-hmm. And also, mm-hmm. I switched over, well, you know, I kind of Josie pushed me in that way when I went to her the mm-hmm. award show, the Josie Country Music Awards, and the love that was there, it just grabbed me in, and I did a country song.
I love it. I love it. And you are amazing. It gives me like a nice soulful country feel. And we do, you know, when I first heard it, I just fell in love. You did an amazing, amazing, amazing job. So let's talk a little bit about it. So it's titled Highway, right?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome. So can you tell us a little bit about this song? Yeah.
The Highway is, you know how, okay, from a lot of people don't know that I had a son, mm-hmm. had a son that was special needs. So I'm an advocate. Right. My son was allegedly abused and he died from it within the school mm-hmm. system. And teachers did it. And so it took me mm-hmm. on the highway and I was at a crossroad. I wanted to go to the right, to the left. I just didn't know what to do. And a lot of us go through that. We go through something, then we end up going back home, then we start over again, we keep going back and forth. But when I got to the crossroad, it was time to make mm-hmm. the right decision. And I got on that road when I came. I'm telling you, not because you're on this phone, but because mm-hmm. you invited me to that mm-hmm. award show. And I was like,
aww.
Okay. And no, I'm serious. And it helped me to say, you know what? I received so much love from all the mm-hmm. people. And I was like, you know what? This is a great change. So I put the two together and that was my crossroad. And I made the right decision to take the highway. And I'm on my way.
Oh, yes, you are. I just love it. You did an amazing job with this. And you wrote this song, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh, it's amazing. Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. Really.
And
you
my
know,
first
I'm,
song.
I know. Oh my goodness! So were you inspired by any like before you decided to write a country song? Did you listen a little bit beforehand to some country, or you know how did you prepare yourself mentally to get through this?
when I went to your award show, I'm serious.
Right.
And I was
that's
like,
so cool.
People, and I kind of I talked to Michael, and Michael was pushing me too. You know, I'm saying mm-hmm. when I say push me, he took the I'll Trust You song and sent it to the country music genre. And it was just so much love. And so I was like, okay, so let me do this because I know I'm from Florida and I got a little country in me. I'm from, you know, and I just put mm-hmm. it together and it allowed me to be me like now.
Yes.
This is
I love that. You know what? I think that's amazing. You know, and like you said, Michael is just an amazing supporter. So I'm so glad that he really like got behind you and, you know, helped you out. And it's such an amazing, amazing song. So I do not want to waste any time. Do you mind if we play it right now for everybody?
Let's
do
it. Play it, please.
Play it loud. All right. Perfect. Here we go. Here it is. Highway by the fabulous Ron Anthony. And we'll be right back with more from Ron. So stay right here at the Josie Show. Don't go anywhere. Here we go. Hit it.
Georgia. There's a lot of things I passed on 85. Sometimes I may get lost, but when I'm lost, I pay the cost and find my path back as I drive. There's a highway to the road again. There's a highway. There's a highway to where it began. There's a highway. As your life goes through so many changes, and the road don't look good when you're blind, they try to help you see, but you don't want to be free, and you drive back to the place to leave. Now there's a highway on the road again. There's a highway. There's a highway to the way it began. There's a highway.
Beautiful. That was Highway by the fabulous Ron Anthony. We're back with Ron right now. I love this song because not only is it just, it's beautiful and well-written, it's so inspiring. And it really does work for anybody, you know, in a tough situation. You know what I mean? And yeah. It's such a great song. And really quickly, I wanted to mention Janice Salampa, who's listening right now, and she is in the chat room, wanted me to let you know how inspirational you are to her.
Wow. Oh, goodness. You know I'm a big crybaby. I really appreciate it. That's all I want to do. Is this inspiring
yes.
people? Yes.
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you're definitely doing exactly what you set out for. And, you know, I want other people to be able to be inspired. So where can our listeners go to purchase this song and all of your other music out there right now?
Yes, you can go to, it's on iTunes. You can go to mm-hmm. iTunes, and also it's on our They Can't Talk, But We Can Inc. page, and that the proceeds, some of the proceeds are going to go for the special needs community, because that's why I'm doing this. Yes.
Love it. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. So really, it does go to just such a special cause. So absolutely, check it out. You will love all of the music. I mean, you got a taste here today here on The Josie Show. But really, check it all out. And is there a website that people can go to find out more about you, and, you know, also social networking
yes.
sites where people could be able to chat with you, keep up?
Yes, they can catch me at Ron Anthony, that's RahnAnthony.com.
Mm-hmm.
All social media is Ron Anthony. That's me, and I'm ready to talk.
I love that. Makes it easy. Just your name. So just type it in and you'll
yeah.
find them. Perfect. Perfect. I love that. And yes, he is ready. So please make sure you go and chat him up. You will love him just as much as we do, truly. And
thank you.
You know, I want you're welcome. I also wanted to ask, do you have any upcoming live shows that you could share with everyone? Anything coming up in the books as of right now?
Yes. Well, next week I'll be on in Tennessee, Knoxville, Tennessee, on Good Morning Knoxville, and I'll have my mm-hmm. cowboy boots on.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I will be
love
doing that.
That
as well. And also, I'm giving back to the Cancer Society, well, to cancer, and we're having a show that's going to be coming up, and that's for Heike. He has cancer, and that's what I stand with people that's going through. So I'll be doing a
mm-hmm.
tour, and I got another country single coming out called Country Swag.
I love that. Oh, okay, I'm so ready for it. You have no idea. I am so ready. I cannot
yeah.
wait for that. I was actually just going to ask you if you were thinking about doing another country song. So
yes,
for sure you are in it to win
for
it.
Sure. In it to win.
That's great. I love that. So I can't wait to hear. I can't wait to hear that. And you know, what else has you know you really been going on that you would like to promote? I mean, I'm sure you have so
yes.
much happening. Yeah.
Yes.
What's going on?
I have well, actually, I was given through the organization Roku
mm-hmm.
and all of these different channels. So I'm working on a film called Damascus. It's a series. And it's about a country town. And it's going to tell what really goes on in a country town that nobody knows about. But in the midst of it, it's going to bring family together. So you'll see the bad and the good. But in the end, that family sticks together no matter what. And I'm telling you, Damascus, Georgia, it's really good. It's called Damascus. And I'm working on just different movies. I'm always on my at the station, just creating and making it better for other people. You know, it's not about Ron. It's not about me anymore. It's about other people. And that's what inspires me, because my son Aaron couldn't talk, but baby, he is talking now through me.
Yes. Amen. Oh, well,
yes.
I think that's just fabulous. And, you know, any project that you have going on, you know, we support 100%. So we're just, you know,
yes.
so excited to see what, you know, what is next. And, you know, I can't wait to check out the, you know, anything. I mean, the film, I can't,
yes.
I'm
yes.
so ready for it.
Thank you. And, you know, and it's just all about positivity. I've learned so much about
that's
energy.
True.
So I'm always upbeat no matter what I'm going through. I'm going to take
yes.
it. I'm going to stay on this highway.
I love
I'm
that. And
highway.
That's Absolutely. And that's exactly why we just adore you here, because, you know, we're all about positivity and you know, yeah, there's so much negativity in the world as it is. I mean, you got to put positivity in to get positivity back out. So I love that you really, you really do that. And you're just so great with everybody that you come in contact with. And, yeah, I just am so excited to see what is next for you. I mean, I see huge things happening already, so I'm ready, yes, for it. I'm on the Ron track. I'm checking, yes, it all out.
I listen to Lisa. Tell Lisa I'm ready for that duet. Lisa Coppola, I am ready.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know it.
Up, so, yes, everybody follow her. That's Lisa, because she's coming up next, and the girl can sing.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? I think you two actually should do like a duet together, a country single,
yes,
together.
Yes,
so I may,
yes,
I'm going to bring that up. Just, yes. I have to now. I have to.
Boy,
I love it.
I looked at the picture you put up. I said, now we got to do something. She can, look, she can sing.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You both can sing. You both do it for the right reasons. You know what I'm saying? So
yes,
it's
yes,
perfect.
Yes,
I love it. Well, Ron,
thank you.
Anytime. We love who you are. So keep on doing what you're doing. And you know you can come back on the Josie Show anytime.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Anytime. All. Yes, and once again, congratulations with everything that you are doing, and just enjoy it, and you know, keep putting out positivity and inspiring those along your journey. So you're
right.
Fabulous.
Thank you, and you too.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope you have a great rest of your night. Okay, talk real soon.
All right. Okay, and I'll still All be right. listening. Thank you. Bye bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye bye, Ron Anthony. Everyone,
bye-bye.
Please. The Vibe, and please make sure you check him out on his websites and social networking sites. Remember, Ron Anthony is R-A-H-N and then Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-I. So please make sure you go, and when in doubt, Google it out, as I always say. Type in his name and you'll find everything you need on Ron Anthony. And I also want to know, I want to hear from you guys on a separate note. I want to ask you guys, what have you guys been, how was your Valentine's Day? What'd y'all do? Did you spend it with someone special? Me and Matt and I, we had an amazing time. We went out to eat. We had Applebee's. Then we hung out, spent some time together. It was awesome. And as it should be. And I want to hear from y'all. What did you guys do for Valentine's Day? Did you guys get some chocolate, some flowers? What happened? Let me know. In the chat room or on Facebook and Twitter. All right, now I have some announcements here that I want to talk to y'all about. So you can find out details about how to get involved in the Josie Music Awards this year, 2018, by visiting josiemusicawards.com. Please make sure you check back often for any latest news, because we always are coming up with something, so you never know what we're going to think of and come up with next. So please keep a lookout at josiemusicawards.com. Also, you can check out our gallery at our website. You can take a look at all the fun that we had in 2017 at the Nissan Stadium. We have pictures from our pre-party at Hard Rock Cafe Nashville, along with the actual award show nights at the Nissan Stadium. So you can check out a bunch of photos, and it's awesome. And also, we are also looking for Josie Music Awards sponsors. So there are sponsorships for every budget. They're now available at josiemusicawards.com. You can check those out today. It's such a great and fun way to get your company or brand advertised. And so please make sure you check that out. I'm talking so fast. Matt is here. He's like my little cheerleader. He's over here like giving me like signals. Slow. Let people hear the information. You know, when I get on a roll, I'm on a roll. Let's see. I also want to talk about Confidently Ready. You can get a free Confidently Ready hair care item with each cosmetic item you purchase through the month of February.
It is a great way to try both of our products, hair care and cosmetic line, at once. So if you visit confidentlyready.com, you can check that all out. So do not miss out on our huge cosmetic line, skincare, and hair care products. You will love it. And once again, you can get a free Confidently Ready hair care item with each cosmetic item you purchase through the month of February. Woo-woo! Tons of music is also added to Country Blast Radio, so please make sure you tune in at our station, countryblastradio.com, or our mobile app. All you have to do is just go to your Google Play Store or Apple iTunes Store and type in Country Blast Radio, and we will pop up, and you can listen to 24/7 country music. You know you love it. You know you love it. But we do also have something where we play other genres as well. We have like a multi-genre hour on Wednesdays. So, you know, we have it all. We want to make sure that we welcome everyone, and everyone just loves, you know, and enjoys music. So, let's see. What else do I want to talk about? There's so many different things. Also, do you have an inspiring music artist in your life? You can pick up a copy of our published book, The Artist Collection, at TheJosieNetwork.com, www.TheJosieNetwork.com, to share the amazing stories of near 100 artists and music business companies with someone who is on their journey, too. You can check it out. I mean, it's so cool. You really hear the struggle. You really hear all the inspirational stories from those who are following their dreams as well. And, I mean, we have so many artists on there, like, you know, Bobby Mackey and so many others that shared the raw details of their life and story of how they came to be, their journey. So it's pretty neat. It's pretty neat. And you could also see a little Matt Boone up in there too. he's like, why are you talking about me? come on, you know, I got to give a little advertisement for that. And also a special thank you to Texas Bobby Dean for creating our awesome theme song. He is an incredible artist. So to find out more about Texas Bobby Dean, just go to www.texasbobbydean.com. All right. It looks like my next guest is here. Everyone, please welcome to the show the amazing, amazing, amazing Lisa Coppola. Hey!
Hey, Josie, how are you tonight? Oh, my God, we finally made it.
Yes, we finally made it. We finally got it together. I am so excited to finally be able to, like, chat with you. I mean, I was able to meet you at the Josie Music Awards, but we really didn't have enough time to, like, chat and get to meet up. So I'm so excited and honored that you're on the show tonight. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. And I have to say the Josie Awards were one of my favorite highlights of 2017. Oh. It was just amazing. So much fun.
Oh, well, I'm glad. Thank you. You know, and a big congratulations goes out to you because you took home an award that night for Modern Country Song of the Year with your song, Just a Little Time, rightfully so. It's such a great song. You've been getting so many amazing, so much feedback on it, positive feedback. So I want to know a little bit more about this award-winning song. So can you tell us a little bit about your thoughts, you know, first off, when your name was called for the win, and a little bit about your co-writer as well?
well, I think you're probably one of your more animated and vocal winners.
Yes, I loved it too. I love the energy.
Yeah, thank you. I think I can't help it. It comes with being Italian. And my co-writer is also Italian, John Taglieri. And we wrote that song together in a room with an acoustic guitar, just bouncing ideas back and forth off of each other. And it was written about how today, you know, we don't take time for each other. Everybody's so engrossed in their schedules, their phone, if people don't pay attention to one another, just a little time was, I guess, my begging for attention from my significant other, which is a little pathetic when you think about it, but that was what inspired that song.
Right, and I think a lot of people could actually relate to that song, which is also probably, you know, one of the main reasons why it's done so well. And, you know, we love it. And it, like I said, congratulations. It's just such a great song. And a lot of people just love it. So big congrats to you and your awesome co-writer as well. Amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. Actually, I cut you off.
It did
so well that we invited, my husband and I have a beautiful timeshare and we're going on vacation. Mm-hmm. We're giving the lock off to my co-writer and his wife. You know, that's like kind of a separate area of the place where we're staying. So we can kind of vacation together, and that's going to happen in this spring. So we'll probably be writing more material. My husband's a bass player. He's actually woodshedding right now. So if you hear bass, that's why.
I love it. I love it. Well, that's awesome. You know, and it's amazing, you know, what you guys can, you know, do and accomplish. And we all also wanted to talk a little bit about the beginning and, you know, early stages on in your career. So we have to ask you about your time with the Party Dolls. I love the name.
It was such a great band. You know, I came out of high school, you know, when I was a kid and went right onto the Jersey cover circuit. And at the time, the New Jersey cover circuit was this thriving, huge entity. It's not quite the same anymore, but the Party Dolls was a three-woman front. So it was a blonde, a brunette, and a redhead. And we wore costumes and did choreography and songs that ranged from the 60s all the way up to, you know, present day. And the costumes were crazy. I don't know if you've seen any of the video that I have online, but it was a lot of fun.
Oh, it looks like it. It looks like it was so, so much fun. And, you know, that's really what it's about, you know, is just having a good time and enjoying the ride. And, you know, besides making your own music, which we are going to dig into in just a little moment, I also wanted to talk a little bit about this. You also did backup vocals for many bands, including Billy Joel. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience for you? That's so cool. You've done it all.
Billy Joel, yeah, you know, I really, it has spanned all over the place. I've been all over the freaking map, I think. At that time period, I was married to a guy that was in his band. And so it was really a matter of being in the right place at the right time. But it's not like I was auditioning and trying to get the gig. I wasn't. It was all out to dinner one night after a show, and it was my birthday. Mm-hmm. And Josie, you know, the more you get to know me, you're going to know I'm not really shy. And so
I was singing
happy birthday to me. And, of course, I was into singing kind of gospel-esque at the time. And so I'm singing happy birthday to myself and singing loudly and you know, riffing and just being crazy and having a great time. And Crystal Taliaferro, who was the woman who did the vocal arranging and is one of the main players in the band, came up to me afterward and said, "What are you doing on October 23rd? And I said, "I don't know. Why?" She said, "Do you want to do Saturday Night Live with us?" And I was like,
"Y'all, right? Oh my goodness, that was an easy yes. Come on now, love it,
big time." So of course I did it, and that led to eventually my forming a partnership with the guy who was the music coordinator for Saturday Night Live, and so I spun off into a band with him, and it was called Broad. We recorded an album called Human Conflict and toured in Europe in back of that. So you never know where one thing's going to lead to another.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, sometimes you're in the right place at the right time. Sometimes you meet the right people. You just always got to be, like you said, outgoing and friendly to everybody, you know, and you never know what can happen. And you just got to be, out there, you know. That's the most important thing. And you know, for those that maybe have never heard you perform before, how would you describe your music to someone? What's your genre, would you say?
My genre it's country, but there's a lot of rock influence, classic rock influence. Yeah. I tend to think that I carry a vocal the way a lot of the female rock singers carry a rock vocal. So I don't know. I I think that you might agree when you hear Just a Little Time, you're going to hear Faith Hill, but you're going to also hear people like Ann Wilson and, you know, influencing that from underneath.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree. I think that's just, you know, a perfect way to describe it. And we're so excited because you are putting out new music. Last we heard, you were working on a new EP. So can you tell us about that and any new music that you may have out? That's very exciting. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Right now, I have, Bonfire is a collaboration that I did with Anne-Marie Paserno and a bunch of guys you know. Yeah, that was Steve Owen, Benny Pitzinger, Jimmy Parker. It was produced by Bob McGilpin and let's see, who am I forgetting? Oh, Donna Jo and myself. And so we all got together and we recorded Bonfire. That's out there and that's still quite alive and well at radio. So that's not going to be on my EP, but what will be a duet that I just did with Ray Powers, who is another indie guy. He's also a radio guy. And he and I, on Skype, we use technology to our advantage, Josie. We got on Skype, we recorded a song called, we wrote and recorded a demo on Skype together called Invincible, and that is released as our single right now.
That's fabulous. That's the best way, isn't it? Technology, I mean, you could do so much with that. And very neat that you were able to use that to put out, you know, a great song. And we do have that song here tonight with us, Invincible. So how about we play that and we'll be right back, okay? Let's do it.
It sounds great to me. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. Here we go. Here is Invincible. And we'll be right back in just a moment with more from our fabulous guest, Lisa Coppola. So play it.
We're invincible.
We're invincible.
And we are back here at the Josie Show. That was Invincible by Lisa Coppola. And what an amazing, amazing song. And just so much fun. So upbeat. I love that.
Oh, thank you. You know, I wanted something very campy, and so Ray Powers and I are dressed up like superheroes on the cover.
I love that. As it should be.
As it should be. And it's going to get worse because we have a video in pre-production right now, and we're doing the video in March. I know we're kind of doing it in reverse order, but it's going to be superhero-themed, and I don't know what we're going to do. There will be some special effects. It's going to be fun.
Oh, that'll be a lot of fun. See, as someone who loves music videos, I'm very excited to hear this because I am a music video fanatic, and especially knowing that it's going to be like a superhero theme, I am all over this. I'm so excited about it. It sounds so much fun. I love it. And I want people to be able to, you know, check out your music and purchase your music. So where are the best places that people can find you on the internet and purchase your music? All that fun stuff.
Well, I love it if they would come visit me at lisacoppola.com. That's the most direct way to get to me. But, you know, I'm everywhere. I'm on Spotify. I'm on SoundCloud. I'm on iTunes. I'm on Amazon. And a lot of people might like to know that if they enjoy the music that they hear on Amazon, if they make the purchase on Amazon and then do a review for the artist, it helps them to chart on Amazon. So that's a little known fact that I want to spread around.
Yes. Oh, that's fabulous. Well, please, please make sure you go and check it out, everyone. And of course, the main shop, definitely go to the website. And bookmark it so you can go back again and again because you never know what is new. You know what I mean? That's what I do. You never know. You got to keep checking back. And you're also on social networking sites like Facebook and stuff too, so people could just type in your name and chat you up.
Absolutely. I welcome that. So please do look me up.
Perfect. Yes, please. Please do check her out, everybody. And also, do you have any upcoming performances coming up that you could share with our listeners? Anything in the books as of right now?
I certainly do. I'm going to be playing at a place called The Boxcar out here in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. If you're from the East Coast, please do come see me. I'm going to be there March 3rd. We start at 8 o'clock. It's a great venue. And then the following week, I'm going to be playing at something called Salem Roadhouse, and that is in Union, New Jersey. That is March 10th, and I will be a guest of the amazing independent artist Michael Zucco. So I'm just doing one or two songs as part of Michael's show because he's so gracious to invite me. But March 3rd, that's my show.
That's fabulous. Hey, if y'all are in New Jersey, you got to go and check out Lisa. I mean, you can't miss it. It sounds like both of them are going to be just such fun shows, high energy as people could expect, because you are so much fun, as people could tell. So I'm sure it's gonna be just a blast. You're welcome. I love that because you seem like one of those artists that, you know, also include the audience, you know, get them laughing and, you know, into the performance, you know. That's what it's about.
Yeah, you have to. That is what it's about. Mm-hmm. And you know something, Josie? I love your show. Mm-hmm. I listen to it in my free time. And I have to tell you, I love your upbeat approach to people. It's what we need right now. You know, I've been invited to, you know, be part of this group and that group to fight against so-and-so. No, I don't want to fight against anything. Let's put our best foot forward to make fun and love and make a good, safe space for everybody going forward. That's what I want to be for.
Absolutely. That's the world I want to be a part of too. I hate when people are, you know, fighting and competitive, because, you know, the artist industry, it can be pretty competitive, you know, along with everything really, you know. And it's so great that you're friends with everybody, you know, and that's really what it's about, is just meeting everybody and just, you know, working with everybody. That's what it's about. And putting out positivity first and foremost. And
exactly.
From
the artist standpoint too, Josie, you cannot compare an apple to an orange. So you can't compare me to, say, Carrie Underwood, because she's got her whole thing going on and I've got my whole thing. Mm-hmm. We're never going to be the same. So to compare the two of us, is not fair. Apples and oranges. So, you know, everybody's got to be happy about being unique and who they are.
Exactly, exactly. I agree. It's true. And, you know, I think the independent world is really growing strong, so they don't even have to really compare themselves to, you know, those artists anymore. I mean, it's great that it's just such a strong base that, you know, you know the independent community is just, it's doing their own thing, you know, and which I think is amazing and what we should do. And I wanted to ask, you know, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Are you writing? What else is going on?
I am co-writing with a few different people, and I'm working on a song right now by myself called Rule of the Day. Rule of the Day was the title that
I like it.
Is the working title. Yeah. I am co-writing with Robert Stephen Viola. He's a guy that I wrote Stuck to My Shoe with that charted all over the globe at Independent. Mm-hmm. And he and I have another song in the works. It's kind of got a little bit of an American Indian theme and, you know, a Native American vibe to it. And it's some of the lyrics reflect they're about a girl who is a young Native American person. So that's in the works right now. I have an EP coming out and it's called Perfectly Imperfect. And I'm expecting that to be out early summer.
That's fabulous. Well, you know, we're going to promote it. Once it comes out, we'll definitely promote it all over the place. And we're so excited to check it out. Congratulations again. And are you going to have like a EP release party? Or, I mean, you got to have at least, you know, balloons or some or cake. You know what I'm saying? You got to have an EP party. You know what I mean?
You know something? I'm going to, when it's time for me to do that, I'm going to call you and your mother and I'm going to say, how the hell do
Thank you
even wrap your brain around doing this? Because I'm going to need some help.
Yes. I got you. Yes. I got you. Yes. I love it. Perfect. Perfect. Because there definitely needs to be a celebratory something going on because it's a really big deal. I know it takes a lot to put out music, you know, especially an EP. And, you know, it takes a lot of time. You know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, doing it is expensive and also just very time consuming. But you love it. So it seems like you love it. So you don't even, you know, blink at that. you're just having fun.
I love it and I'm having fun and it's just a beautiful thing. Oh, I forgot to tell you, Josie. I am premiering in my very first film and that's premiering on February 25th in LA. Linda Chorney, who is a young lady who was nominated for a Grammy in, I believe it was 2012. She was nominated for a Grammy and she's got a song, she's got a movie coming out based on her song, When I Sing, and it is about her journey to the Grammys. So I have a bit part in the movie, and they kept it.
That's awesome!
On the cutting room floor. This has got to be on the cutting room floor, and she kept it. She called me, and she was like, no, you made the final cut. So that premieres in Los Angeles. On February 25th. So please look for Linda Chorney's film entitled When I Sing.
Congratulations again. That is very exciting. And, you know, is that definitely something that you would like to venture in as well at some point, you know, doing some more like acting roles and just, you know, doing as many, you know, things as you can, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know what? I look to Jimmy Parker as a really good template for that stuff.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy Parker sometimes appears in Nashville, and I know, you know, does a lot of side work in videos and so forth. I love doing it, and if you've seen the video that I did for the song Save Us, it's I found out that I can actually act, and I didn't even realize it until after I watched it, and I started getting feedback from, you know, people who were enjoying it. And I was like, wow, you know, I kind of have that bug a little bit too. Back in the Saturday Night Live days, I actually was on the show twice as an extra. And I'm here to tell you that being on the show singing and then being on the show as an acting extra, totally different experiences. It's different. When you're there as part of the musical act, it's kind of, you know, red carpet-ish. And when you're one of the extra actors is kind of cattle-ish. So it was kind of a sobering experience to see what that's like, but a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Absolutely. We'll keep on the great work that you're doing, and we're excited to see any future, you know, music and roles out there, because I know that you are going to just put your all in anything that you do, and we're so excited for it. And what is next with Lisa? Hola, yeah, yeah. But we also do have a song that you mentioned, Save Us. So let's play that now, and we will be right back, okay? Do this.
Sounds great to me. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. Here we go. Hit it. Save Us.
I see you staring back at me, staring blank at me. I need you to give me something to hold on to. Another day standing next to you, but missing you. I can't take this anymore. Another walking out the door. Tell me what I have to do. Tell me how do I get through to get you to save us. Won't you take another chance to make us be the way we used to be? Don't break us. I'm down here on my knees. Oh, please save us. It used to be something I believed. Now it's killing me. Where did our love go? You used to hold me, now you turn from me. Get away from me. When did you become so cold? When did this all get so old? Tell me what I have to do. I'll do anything for you. If you'll just let me, please save us. Won't you take another chance to make
are back. So Lisa, really quick, before we run out of time and before we have to go, I really wanted to quickly give you some highs here. Jimmy Parker says, go Lisa! You gotta love Jimmy Parker.
I do love Jimmy Parker. I had him here for a house concert over the summer.
Yes, he told me about that too when he was on the show at one point. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
my
very
people
cool.
Loved him. Yeah, it was so
oh
much
my
fun.
Goodness. I bet. And let's see here. Also, Catherine Shipley says, hey, Lisa.
She's one of my label mates. You know, I'm on Leapdog Records mostly, but anytime I have a single that doesn't fit the format of what I do with with John Taglieri's label Leapdog. I put it out on Bongo Boy, and Catherine Shipley is on Bongo Boy. I didn't get a chance to talk to her at the Josie Awards. We met each other. We hugged because we knew we should know each other, but we didn't really have any time.
Right. Oh my goodness. I know. It was just so hectic. But you know what? It's so cool. It's so cool that you that y'all are able to just communicate, you know, on Facebook and stuff. And they're all rooting for you for sure, as are we. And just keep up the amazing work. Oh, and really quickly, my guest that I just had on before you, Ron Anthony, he said that you have an amazing voice. And you know, personally, I am just saying, but I think that y'all should do a duet. I'm rooting for that.
You know, I think so too. You know, I heard him saying that, and it was at a moment where I couldn't speak, and I was trying to get signed onto the chat room, couldn't figure it out.
Right.
I'm going, damn it, damn. Oh, I just said damn on your show. I'm sorry about that.
No, you're good. You're good. No, you're good. Don't worry. Trust me, there's been worse. You're good.
Okay.
Love it. Love it. No, but it's true. It's true. And you know what? I think y'all should definitely work together at some point when you can. And that's what it's about, you know, just meeting people. And congratulations again on everything that you're doing. And please come back on anytime, okay? You're always welcome.
Thank you. Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks again for making 2017 an absolute blast. If you go to my website, you'll see on the front page as part of a slideshow, the Josie Award is there, front and center. You can't miss it. It's boink in your face.
I love it. I love it. Please, please make sure you check out the fabulous Lisa Coppola. She's amazing at everything that she does. And keep up the great work. And I hope you have a great rest of your night and talk soon, okay?
Okay, Josie. Thanks again. And my best to Tina Marie.
All right. Thank you.
Rock
Have
on.
A great
Bye-bye.
Night. Bye-bye. Love it, love it. She's so sweet. I love chatting with her and my guests, Ron Anthony and Lisa Coppola. Please make sure you check out both of them at their websites. And when in doubt, Google them out. just check them out on Google and find everything that you can on them and chat with them on social media. They both have Facebook. And so please make sure you check them all out. And thank y'all so much for tuning in tonight to the Josie Show. I'm getting my wrap-up signal. Matt is all about the signals, I'm telling you. He's like awesome, keeping me on track. But he's like, all right, come on now. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Remember, the Josie Show is originally aired and recorded live at josieshow.com with a live internet audience and may not be recorded or aired without written consent from Josie Show management. Good night, everyone. Thank you all so much for tuning in to the Josie Show tonight right here at josieshow.com. And until our next show, remember, sometimes you have to make the hard decisions to follow your dreams, but don't forget to enjoy the whole journey and make great friends along the way. Good night, everyone.